This is a chapter about crying for Krishna, which is interesting. It's chapter 9. We're hearing about in Chaitanya Leela how the Lord is crying for his devotee, and how we, when we're chanting Hare Krishna, this idea of crying for Krishna is very much emphasized by our founder Acharya, by Srila Prabhupada, but it's very not so much available. Very hard to cry, especially for men. Usually men are hard-hearted. Crying for Krishna is perfection. But crying for anything else is a reflection of that perfection. This is crying for Krishna on page 136. From the beginning days of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada encouraged his disciples to cry out to Krishna, pleading, hoping, and begging for a chance to serve the Lord. Intense hankering for Krishna automatically appears as one advances in devotional service. May the following passages inspire one to cry for Krishna. Most of these passages are from Srila Prabhupada. This is from 1966, one lecture. We are addressing the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. O energy of the Lord, O Lord, please accept me. So this vibration is simply a cry for addressing the Supreme Lord, requesting Him, please accept me, please accept me. So it's very intimate appeal, very emotionally surcharged. You can imagine if some woman falls in love with some young man, but his mind is divided over many different persons, and then she may appeal to him, please, please accept me, I want to marry you and serve you and be your companion for life or whatever. And he's saying, well, I'll think about it. He may have many other interests or other persons. So there's begging, please accept me. So this is a mode of begging. Please, when you're saying please, it means you're begging. We're begging the Lord, please accept me. And Maya's duty, of course, Maya's duty is to see how qualified we are, if we're qualified to be accepted, to check our qualification, to check our application. She reviews our application. We apply, we try to get accepted in some university, right? You make application to go to some university, and then they review your application. What are your qualifications, your educational qualifications or economic situation? And we want acceptance. We want to, oh, I got accepted. We use this term. I remember when we were applying, going to university. We applied to different universities. And then someone says, oh, I got accepted by Harvard. I got accepted. So we're applying for acceptance by the Lord. Please accept me. This Prabhupada is telling Hare Krishna is a form of begging. My Lord, please accept me. I know I'm worthless. How can I? You are associating with the likes of Srimati Radharani, Lalita Vishaka, Sridham Subal, Yashoda and Nanda. These are your associates. These are your servants. Yet I'm also begging. Will you accept me also? And you can imagine Krishna saying, you? Accept you to come here with me and live with all of my friends, the gopis and gopas, my mother and Rohini, and are you kidding? Are you crazy? What is your qualification? Well, I went to Mumbai High School. Central, 105. Oh, you went to Mumbai High School. Naturally, you should come. Immediately accept it. That's the most important prerequisite. So he's saying it's a begging. And then Prabhupada says in Science of Self-Realization, this chanting of the Maha Mantra is exactly, at least he's saying it is. Prabhupada's saying this chanting of Hare Krishna is exactly like the genuine cry of a child for its mother's presence. He says, this is what it is. This chanting is exactly like this. So you might ask yourself, is our chanting exactly like this? I doubt it. Prabhupada is very presumptuous here. The statement is extremely presumptuous. Yes, chanting is like this, right? Oh yeah. Yeah, sure, yeah. Chanting is like that. It's exactly like the chant. Yeah, yes, Prabhupada, of course. I'm always chanting. Yes, Gurudev. Yes, it's like that. It's the genuine crying of a child for the presence of his mother. That's natural. I always chant like that. He's making a very matter-of-fact statement in Science of Self-Realization. This chanting is exactly like this. Right? Oh, well, yeah. If you say so. Mother Hara, which means Radharani, helps the devotee achieve the Father's grace. And the Lord reveals himself to the devotee who chants this mantra sincerely. So that's a nice point. Like the child crying for his mother. We're not a very much crying type of baby. Usually when we chant, we fall asleep. So we don't make any noise. So our mother will be very happy with us. Oh, you're a very good child. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. There's no crying, no making any noise. Very quiet baby. Good baby. But we're supposed to be crying when we chant. It's like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, the mother's, oh, what's a big noise coming. And Prabhupada says, this age of Kali is very bad. We have to take shelter of Krishna and always cry as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. Krishna, 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 hey. Now, that was Prabhupada. Another, the author says something. One may think he is a mature person of the world beyond the childish practice of crying. But the spiritual world, which we all hope to attain one day, is simply filled with tears. The Bhagavatam describes how the cows in Vrindavan, what to speak of the people, cry for Krishna. By hearing this, one can appreciate the exalted nature of Krishna's various associates, be they people, cows, birds, grass, or trees. One can pray fervently to these residents of the holy Dham to be merciful and help melt his stone-like heart. One should wash the altar of devotion with tears of surrender, install the beautiful form of Krishna there, and worship him with garlands of Prem Nam. It's a little imagery. So now this is an example from Krishna book of how the cows are crying for Krishna. When Krishna's flute sounds to the cows like the pouring of nectar, and when they immediately spread their long ears just to catch the liquid nectar of Krishna's flute. They remain struck with devotion, and tears glide down from the eyes of the cows, illustrating vividly how the cows are embracing Krishna heart to heart. These phenomena indicate that even the cows and calves in Vrindavan knew how to cry for Krishna and embrace him heart to heart. Actually, Krishna conscious affection can be culminated in shedding tears from the eyes. This is the final point, conclusion or culmination of Krishna consciousness. Of course, Krishna consciousness is sadhana bhakti, then bhava bhakti, then prema bhakti. So bhava means bhav, divine rapture, total absorption of the heart and feelings and thoughts of Krishna. So when one's heart is absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and feelings for Krishna, those feelings of the heart in rapture with Krishna, they melt the heart, and then the heart, melted heart causes the tears to flow automatically. It's not some practice. You practice how to cry, you get a mirror and... you know, and you practice in front of the mirror until some tears come out. And then when you got it down, it's, oh, okay, I have to do like this and like that. And then they go in the temple, and then the tears are coming out. And then you first you work on getting the tears, and then you add the chanting later. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then you chant Hare Krishna, and the tears are coming out. And everybody thinks you're really an ecstatic personality, but you're just a deceitful, a charlatan. But this, it will happen, but we can appreciate that even the animals in Vrindavan are crying. So to sincerely cry for Krishna, one must truly feel helpless, fallen, and unfortunate. This is called dainya, dainya bhav. This bhav, this mood of humility. And usually people feel quite the opposite of this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm very fortunate. I'm very independent. I'm very strong and powerful. Women's independence, this independence, that independence, everybody's independence. This is the general mood of the day. But the Vaishnava conception in approaching the divinity of the Lord, of Godhead, is quite the opposite of the materialistic framework that everyone moves in the modern world. To sincerely, in other words, one might say, you might query, how can I cry for Krishna? It's not in me. It's not coming to me. It's not in my grasp. It seems so far from my reality or from my perception or from my capability. So what has to evolve within me? What has to develop within me to bring about this kind of opening of the heart or this type of broadening of the heart and softening of the consciousness? What has to happen? Well, these types of conceptions have to come in within one's mind in a very profound way, in a very realized way, by studying philosophy, by studying the Krishna conscious philosophy of Bhakti Gyan, and moving in the material world and interacting in social intercourse and dealings, and deriving various hardcore experiences, happy and sad, in the material world, then one may come to the conclusion where he actually feels truly helpless, fallen and unfortunate. Then calling out to Krishna in a mood of complete dependence surely will touch the heart of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya himself and the previous acharyas showed the best example of regularly weeping for Krishna. And this is... There's many other quotes. I'm just selecting a few quotes from this chapter. This is from Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, third canto. This crying for Krishna is the last word in the progressive path of devotional service. One who can cry for the Lord in love is certainly successful in the line of devotional service. Real religion is love. How to love God. If your heart is always crying for God, that is perfect religion. This is the summit of bhajan, means the topmost point. When one will be crying, and there will be tears torrently, that's what he said, torrently, which means torrentially, torrently, and one will see everything in the world is empty and vacant for being separated from Govinda. This is the topmost summit of Krishna bhajan. This is very interesting quotation. This is an introduction and a quotation from Prabhupada. 1974, November 30th. Maybe that was spoken here. 1974, November. Prabhupada may have been here. It's the end of November, because oftentimes he would be in Vrindavan around September, October, then he would come to Bombay. 30th November 1974, one lecture. Not sure where it is. An introduction. Lord Gauranga revealed the inconceivable nature of Radharani's Krishna Prema to the world. So Radharani was also, when we talk about Krishna Prema, well, Radharani, she was really had Krishna Prema. Radharani's business was simply crying for Krishna day and night. Now Prabhupada's quotation. One should be ecstatic, emotional, and Krishna prema. One should cry for Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya taught everyone by his practical example how he was mad after Krishna. Govinda virahina me shunyayatam jagat sarvam. This is Krishna prema. Without Krishna, one should see everything vacant, empty. This is Radharani's Krishna prema. Such a beautiful phrase. Radharani's Krishna prema. Because Krishna belongs to Radharani. And we can only get Krishna by the mercy of Radharani. We only get the mercy of Radharani by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. We only get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya by the mercy of Nityananda. We only get the mercy of Nityananda by the Six Goswamis. And we only get the mercy of Six Goswamis by our Gurudev. And we only get the mercy of Gurudev by the mercy of Krishna. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. So it goes like this. It's full circle. Krishna kripa hi kevalam. Krishna kripa hi kevalam, Guru kripa hi kevalam. Only by Krishna Kripa, Guru Kripa. The highest perfection of yoga is Radharani. It's Prabhupada's statement, 76 in April. The highest perfection of yoga is Radharani. Krishna goes to Mathura, and all night Radha is crying, "Where is my Krishna?" That's a very heart-rending statement. What's the conclusion? Conclusion is that we must chant Hare Krishna and sincerely cry for the Lord's mercy. And there's some statement here. I am a wretched sinner drowning in the ocean of material existence. If Krishna does not cast his glance of compassion upon me, I have no one to turn to. The act of crying, however, should not be done artificially or in imitation. But if one, in all humility, opens his heart and cries for Krishna, surely Krishna will respond with an open heart. When a disciple once said that he did not have any feelings and could not cry for Krishna even though he tried, Saraswati Thakur replied, "Crying for Krishna is absolutely necessary. If you cannot cry, then at least you should cry that you cannot cry." This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Krishna bali kandile se Krishna namamile dhane kule kichunahi Krishna nabhajile. One who weeps when he chants Krishna truly chants Krishna's name. Without Krishna bhajan, wealth and aristocratic birth are worthless. So, in other words, you can have aristocratic birth and lots of wealth, that's no problem. But chant Hare Krishna too. And engage everything in Krishna's service, then your life will be perfect. So tomorrow, by the mercy of the Lord, we meet again and discuss chapter 10, yoga techniques of concentration. I'm selecting different quotes from this chapter to increase our absorption in chanting.